Hi everyone, I'm Nicole and you're listening to All Access Pass, a show brought to you by the Accessibility Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Musqueam people. So today we have a very special guest today. We have Dana. Hi, Dana.
Hey.
How are you?
A little bit nervous, but good.
That's fair. Going on air is a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I haven't really been on air before, so...
First time for everything.
It's okay. You just think about one of those Soho hosts, like, I don't know, Howard Stern. But yeah, or any, can't think of anything.
So Dana, actually, we got in contact throughout the Inclusivity Art Show, and Dana is one of the artists that will be showing her art. Is that correct?
That is true.
So Dana, what kind of art do you do?
So I kind of do is digital and film art. I take pictures of some nature, landscape, a little bit, just something that captures the eye, and some transit photography as well.
So what form of photography do you do?
So like I said, I do film. Mm-hmm. So just Dan black and white or color. Yep, and digital, so iPhone. So I'll find some photos, of course. I didn't know you can duplicate art, so I could just sew some photos that are from the old iPhone 5, mm-hmm. I believe, 5S, up till the one that I'm using now, 13 Pro.
Wow.
So there's not really much of a difference. It's just mm-hmm. a tiny megapixel that Apple kind of says, hey, our camera's better, unless you really zoom in. I think you can notice a difference. But for anyone buying photos, they don't really notice.
So when did you start photography?
Well, I mean, I acquired this camera and I just was like, okay, well, I wasn't really involved and I told myself, wait, I'm not very good at art, but I can duplicate photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I can make it into, like, for example, I did for Christmas, I think I made keychains, coasters,
mm-hmm.
I can make prints, and I just sell prints. I kind of did something for TransLink,
mm-hmm.
so that was pretty neat.
Sorry, how many years ago did you start photography?
I started participating in SOHO about a year ago.
Okay.
It's a little bit slow, so I kind of decided maybe I should just invest in doing tiny business cards.
Mm-hmm.
Tried out the cruise ship area, but that's a little bit hard. The hard hard target, just because
yeah.
people are coming into the city, they want to see one thing and get out as fast as they can.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So this is your first time being part of the art show?
Second time.
Okay.
Yep.
That's really
exciting. I did
the
online. I did this, but yeah.
So how did you become involved with the show? Did someone reach out to you?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I feel like I kind of saw something online and I just reached out to them and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we took it from there, and yep, so I was able to secure a little table at the mm-hmm. art show because I kind of didn't know what photos to put on, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to upload one, and they're like, okay, is that all? I'm like, no, I don't know which ones to pick.
That's
I might
fair.
Bring at least over 100 photos. So yeah.
Are you going to be showing your photos through an album that people can flip through?
I think so, and maybe one of those bins, I'm not sure. And then there's a lattice,
mm-hmm.
let's see, so what you call it, they just
yeah.
put your photos up there. So yeah, I'm gonna be there for planning to stay the whole duration of the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, still trying to, you know, organize everything. I'm trying not to be last minute.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is there a kind of photography that you like best?
I think the, like, for example, the crows at Still Creek, they're really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go after some of the transit ones, just mm-hmm. that whole promotion, which really is meant to boost up spirits. It's the reindeer buses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those.
Yep. Yeah, and a lot of, I've seen other photographers, but they're mainly, they call themselves, they're pretty much, they like to just take pictures of buses strictly, just the structure of it.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I look at the buses a different angle. I look at the city, I'm like, that's a beautiful trolley bus, but the wires are really interesting. There's something about that whole system. It's kind of like a little mess, but a nice kind of mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just like then I decided maybe I should take some pictures of them on the job, just doing their work, you know.
So it sounds like you like to take pictures of things in action, like living things in action.
Yeah, some of the photos don't turn out as great, so I would just do here, do film, black and white mainly, and then color on my phone. And by accident, I went to Van Dusen, and I accidentally took photos in black and white during Christmas. I'm like, okay, this feels like Jack Skeleton type of Christmas. It's like, unless you're into that, then...
We can give you a different perspective on what Christmas can look like.
Yeah, if you want to watch A Nightmare Before Christmas, so I don't think I've really seen that movie, so I should.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with the art show last year? I know it was online.
It was it was not only online, it was actually in person. I think the previous ones doing...
Yeah, they were in person until COVID, and then they had to go online.
Yeah, so last year they started being in person, and then they went online again the first year.
Yeah.
And it was kind of slow a little bit, the sales, but then it picked up a bit. I mean, being an independent artist means that it's going to be a little bit trickier to sell because I'm not associated with an agency, and some will be like, why don't you join us? But half of me is like, hey, isn't it better to be independent?
Yeah, would you like to talk a little bit about why you want to be independent?
I mean, I can join a photography club, but I also have like my work schedule is kind of a little bit, not all over the place, but I even I'm planning maybe to change it up a bit, work and just go into the transit field, but not in the driver's side, but just, you know, the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, for me, it's just, like you were saying, just remind me again, sorry you were saying something about
I was asking why you wanted to be independent.
Yeah, so being independent, sorry about that.
That's okay,
jitters. I think it's better to be independent, just show off your work and just promote it and just you know, I mean, I think all the artists, even if you're in a studio, you all get the proceeds, but I think independent, I'm taking actually a big risk, just because, you know, you're not associated with anyone, you're doing your own thing.
There's a pros and cons to being independent.
Yeah, the con, I think, is, you know, you're kind of a little bit away from everybody.
Yeah.
Where if you were in a studio, to kind of promote you more. But the pro, I think, is, flexibility.
Awesome. Yeah, you get to make your own schedule. You get to pick your own art. It's not dictated by anybody else.
Like, I'm the type of person that, I think during high school, I just didn't really want to get involved in art. I'm like, I don't like my art. And now I'm like, no, just don't worry. But I'd rather do photography because you can duplicate that. And, you know, the other art, you can try to and just take a picture of it and then... But other than that, I'm like, you know what? Just photography, I think, is my thing.
Yeah. Yep. So you found photography later in life.
Well, I mean, I took photography a little bit in school, and I had a camera, like a Canon at the time, and or Nikon, and but the shutter doesn't work. So yeah.
So you picked it up later and found a real passion for it.
Yeah, I mean, I did a really interesting photo back in university where I took a picture of somebody. So it was like back home in Lebanon, and it was this beggar.
Lebanon?
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh wait, aren't you Irish? I'm like, no. I do look like somebody who's like a European, but and then I took a picture of this lady, and I think she wanted money for it. So it's this beggar, and she had a kid, so you can barely see the face, and it was black and white, and it was really cool on that photo. But
so have you done more photography in Lebanon, or would you say in Vancouver?
Not really. I mean, I haven't been there in years.
So more in Vancouver.
So Vancouver, yeah. Only, I started up photography last year, and just only in Vancouver, went out in Burnaby. So, yeah.
So you didn't do any art before photography?
No, and I kind of found, a little app where you can see what to put the apparatus on, but then there's a little cheat where if you do auto picture, it turns out perfectly well, except for the moving photos, which is kind of a little bit weird because your photo kind of have all squiggly lines, and you're like, how did that appear? But that looks cool.
They have cool effects. It's different things for different people.
Yep.
So you really like photographing transit.
Yeah, that's like that's
why
my
transit.
Path.
Why is
transit
your thing?
I don't know. There's something about the damn system. Sorry. just something that like I would love to, like just work, but like not like in the desk, but like actively at a yard, or I want to just apparently they're looking for somebody to collect information on users. Yeah. I don't know. I think our transit system really looks, we have a very unique system, and I love the trolley wires.
Yeah.
And the poles, and just like, it's kind of interesting. It's like, it makes Vancouver, Vancouver. If you take that away, you took away pretty much the history of Vancouver and the nostalgia.
I remember.
The Braille buses, yeah. I mean, I seen them, just so, I tried to get picture of a bus, actually, I have it here, like black and white. I haven't picked it out yet, but I thought to myself, I need a picture from the Sky Bridge. I think, you know, the Granville Station and Dollarama, there's a mini bridge.
Yeah, that's a cool bridge. I like that bridge a lot.
Yeah, so I did color, and then like I figured maybe black and white, so I tried to take a picture of a bus just going to the gate, and I'm trying to time it perfectly well, and then I try to go to the other side, so I'm running like hustling. I'll try to get them good money shots.
Yeah, that's
not money shots, but yeah.
I feel like
like I should just, you know, promote some stuff to TransLink. Just I have a lot of photos, like, I mean, if they needed anything, I took pictures of a fallen bus driver. His name was Pahar, so I honored him by taking some pictures of the bus stop, taking a picture that they had a memorial, I guess, for him. But yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like, I feel like whenever I see pictures of TransLink, they're TransLink advertisements, and they're very, like, posed, you know? They're very, like, they planned it out. But your art, Dana's art, is very, like, you really see the transit in action. You see the parts that everybody sees every day.
I did participate in that poetry and transit contest, and it was one of those, like, and luckily, well, the picture didn't match the poem, but they really want to use it for their program. And I think I showed you that picture of that individual, and it's like, that looks really, really nice. And just, like, really cool image I
wish you could show that. If maybe if we're allowed, I can post it on the CI and our Instagram. But it's a very beautiful photo. Dana did show me it.
Yeah, I did. Just if you see it again, it's like, oh my god.
It is a very gorgeous photo. I hope more people are able to see it. But like what Dana and I were talking about, there's a lot of, oh, we didn't get his consent to take the photo.
Well,
we don't want to just
get
blow
his
him
consent,
up.
But okay. The thing is, I pretty much because it's just that I don't want to put it on the business card. Everybody he knows that his photo's getting sold. TransLink loved it so much. But I'm not going to say what he's driving. So if you find him, you find him. If you don't,
then you don't.
It's just that, let's just say it's a very interesting photo that if TransLink ever released it, they will be like, people are going to stop and dead on their tracks. Even made a joke, let's blow it up at a SkyTrain station. It just stops people on their tracks.
We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, Dana and I are going to talk about her accessibility challenges in photography.
Awakened one. Listen without distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
y'all, this is the boy, Jacuzzi LaFleur. You hear with Crimes and Treasons Radio. Jazz Cartier, y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby, let's get it.
What up, this is Machine Gun Kelly, and right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, yo, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy, Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Sango.
And this is your boy, Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blowfly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy, Saha the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Soup.
It's Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking. I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers, they putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons, that's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to All Access Pass, a show brought to you by the Accessibility Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Dana, a photographer in Vancouver, and we're talking about her experience as a photographer. So Dana and I talked a little bit about this earlier, and you actually have a perspective I didn't expect to hear. But I asked Dana, do you have any accessibility challenges with photography? And you said, would you like to share?
I think, come to think of it, maybe a tiny bit.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. I think because, like, I would hear about different art shows, but I don't know what photograph to pick, so I'm not very good at picking which one is the best. Even when I went out to get business cards, I didn't know, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this on the fly. But, yeah, I think just getting myself promoted, that's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
And then Instagram has this thing where I think you have to pay more to have a professional Instagram, I'm not sure, but it's like, yeah, I think that's maybe a challenge, but I think it's not an accessibility challenge per se, but just a general challenge.
Do you have you been in any other art shows besides the Inclusion Art Show?
I think I did one at a rec center in downtown Vancouver.
Okay.
And they had, so I had some work, but it's so hard to sell. I think I just sold a cup. I had a little challenge, I think, because I did another show around Yale Town, and they had these square readers. And I didn't know what you had to do exactly. So eventually I figured it out. And I'm like, okay, now I got the money from the last couple of months or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I actually thought like somebody would tell me, well, you took the money from my account. And I'm like, but it doesn't show on my end or something. And I figured it out. So now that's good. I mean, at this art show, they don't take, if you like something, then you take it over and then you pay at the counter. So, I mean, I think it's just, if I have like an independent art show, I now have the option where, not this show, but other ones, I guess, then I can tell people, you know what, you can pay by Square or e-transfer, or like, we can come up with some way.
Yeah. Yep. So the Inclusion Art Show, have you met any other artists that you feel you'd like to collaborate with one day?
I mean, there's
or you just like you like doing
I
your
just,
own thing.
I just like what they have. I just like. Yeah. I mean, there's like an organization that I know. Two organizations. There's one called Community Living Society, and I met the Pottery Works teacher. She's pretty good. I tried to do some pottery, but
it's
I
hard.
Mean, yeah, really hard. Yeah.
It is a skill
and
that takes a lot of patience.
Yep, I know one guy who's pretty talented. I think he's a painter. And also there's an organization called DDA. And you'll be surprised, and like it doesn't matter if you have a disability or not, but some of these heard is just so talented. They have this amazing talent. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe I'll buy this because this artist or even any other artist in the show, because I feel like that's like an amazing craftsman stuff. I'm going to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just, you know.
So you feel like you haven't had any accessibility challenges in being a photographer or showing your art?
I think so. I mean, like, I think it's just because of independent is just, you know, yeah. It's just a little bit hard to get people's attention,
mm-hmm.
and people like to buy certain things. So it's, you know, if it's affordable, and I try to make it affordable, it depends on what I think is worth as well. And you see, just like, I think somebody decided to buy a photo off me because I bought a photo from him. So he's like, can I buy something off you? I'm like, yeah, no worries. So.
So do you have any thoughts about kind of the art world and inclusion and accessibility?
No, I just think that we have very talented individuals.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Some of us are self-advocates, mm-hmm. or most of us, and I'm just impressed. It's like, I wish I could be as good as you. How that?
I mean, you can't compare different art forms to different art
forms.
Yeah,
I know.
And there are so many talented artists. I was looking at the Inclusion Art Show, and there's hundreds of artists.
I know, and I think there's very few photographers, so it's just, you know. So, yeah.
What is, like, the coolest art form you've seen at the Inclusion Art Show? Or the most unique?
Some pottery look really, really good.
Yeah.
And then some people have these nice paintings or drawings. And this, I don't know. I don't think I can pick this one. I think they're just all really good. I'm not very good at choosing. I don't want to be, like, narrowed down to one. Or, and this place has the best I can. Yeah.
Have you met any other photographers through the Inclusion Art Show yet?
I'm not sure. I think there was one, but I don't think I've spoken to them. But yeah. But it would be really nice to connect with them.
Yeah. Would you ever consider collaborating?
I'm not sure. I'm so independent.
That's fair.
It's just like,
you do your own thing.
It's like what I said earlier, that there's some people that take pictures of, they take a transit, they take it at a different angle. I take it at my own angle.
Mm-hmm.
Even there was this nice piece of artwork, and some people are like, oh, that's so cool, that picture. And it was a picture of this crow called Canuck.
Oh, I know the Canuck the crow.
Did he actually
to him? Yeah, he picked up the knife at the, like, diner or something.
But you didn't meet him.
I haven't met Canuck the crow, but I've heard so many stories about Canuck the crow.
I actually met him personally.
You met Canuck the crow?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Have you taken a photo of Canuck the crow?
Yeah, he was on my, like, arm.
Oh my
gosh. I think I bribed him with food, and I took a picture, and I decided to blow
it up. He's, like, Vancouver's, like, favorite celebrity or something.
I don't know what happened to him, but, yeah, he was, I think, it was a crime scene knife. It was a sort of McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah, and so for anyone listening.
He used to sneak inside, like, the McDonald's restaurant. He would go in a lot.
Yeah, for anyone listening, Canuck the Crow is, like, an actual bird.
Yeah.
That is known for picking up, I guess, a knife at a crime scene and flying away. Like, real Vancouver legend.
Well, also, he's like, I met him, I think, when he was a little baby. And then when I was cleaning the park, doing the fair, it was like Fiat Mission Day. And I was trying to get it pre-cleanup. And he pulled on my earring. I'm like, what the heck was that? And they're like, oh, you met Canuck.
Aww.
Or they called him Russell Crowe at the V&E.
Yeah.
And then he flew into Triple O doing the lunch hour, and one girl freaked right out and just dropped her cloths and didn't know what to do because there's like a crow in the restaurant. And I think he would do that.
Yeah.
Go to McDonald's, go to Triple O.
Crows are really smart.
Like, I know. And they're like, don't feed the crows, but they'll find their own food somehow. So it's like, yeah.
So how do you, you take your photos, you take film and digital photos. How do you print your photos?
London Drugs.
London Drugs?
I know, I'm promoting them right now.
Do you print all your photos at London Drugs?
Pretty much. I mean, they're reasonable prices. I mean, I was looking at some stuff where you can actually print out Polaroids, but then you have to have the pricing available for a, what's that place called? Yeah, for the Inclusion Art Show. And apparently I read that there's like vending machines where you can put your art in.
Whoa, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's really nice for people who don't like to talk to other people.
Yeah, but I'm a more of a so-so kind of person. That's fair. That's me.
I get a lot of anxiety talking to people I don't know. So that kind of thing would be cool if you want to support someone without...
But now you're actually talking to hundreds of thousands of people.
But that's a little different. Yep. I'm on air. I don't actually see them.
Oh, you might see them through the window and you might just peek right in and be like, hey, what's up?
So we're going to take another break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about Dana's upcoming art projects and anything you're looking forward to in the future.
Power, power, power. Now, you are playing with power.
Think you have what it takes to be champion? Shindig is on and submissions are open. 16 artists compete, but only one can be crowned winner. Worthy of prizes from Music Waste, Fanta Records, and more. Throw your hat in the ring today and apply at CITR.ca.
Only 12 guys to go.
You're the king, I tell you. The king!
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to All Access Pass, a show brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. So I'm back here with Dana, who is a photographer, and we are talking about her art. She is a film photographer and digital photographer, and she will be involved in the Inclusion Art Show, which is October 12th, I believe? Or is it a set of days?
Yeah, it's just October 12th, and then online, so is that sometime in December, I believe.
Yeah, and Dana will be doing all the days, if I'm correct?
It's only one day.
Only one day?
Yeah.
And then all of your art is just going to be online.
Yeah, I mean, I could try to put prices online. I just have to get, somebody to really help me with that part.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a lot of work to price your art.
Because I don't want to put a whole bunch of photos and then flood up the Instagram. And then they're like, okay, you're a professional background. And I'm like, God, I don't want to pay Instagram for anything.
So are there any upcoming photography projects that you have?
No, I don't really have. I mean, that photo that I showed you, it's like, it's supposed to be, I think, part of a public art program or something. TransLink will do whatever with the photo. I mean, I got paid by them, which is good. Actually, not TransLink, but the bus company itself. But yeah.
So you've got that really exciting thing coming up. We can't talk about which bus it was, but...
I can't talk about what bus he drives, so...
That's fair, but it's a very beautiful
photo. I think a lot of people will be like, I think I know where, but I'm not going to say.
So you've got the Inclusion Art Show coming up. You've got some potential projects you'd like to do with the bus company. Is there any parting words you'd like to say about accessibility in art, even though you did say you don't really feel like you face any accessibility issues?
I mean, accessibility in art. I think for me, art, I mean, I think the first challenge was just like trying to tell myself, oh, wait, I do have a knack for art. And I did not know that. And I'm like, that shouldn't stop anybody from pursuing. It doesn't matter if you have a disability or not. Just pursue what your passion is and just do it, even if it's a side hobby or anything. It's just, you know.
Some really beautiful advice. Yep. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
So All Access Passes Instagram will be tagging Dana's photography account if anybody would like to go visit, and I will hopefully be sharing some of Dana's photography as well.
All right.
So stay tuned on the Instagram for that, and best of luck at show. I'm really excited to see all the photography that's uploaded online, and also check out all the other really talented, amazing artists. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. We will not be here next week because Noise Complaint will be airing, but you will hear from me in 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.